Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love this holiday music this time of year, and I love the guest I'm about to introduce. She and I worked together for many, many years. We have been friends for many, many years, and eventually, in the not-too-distant future, she will be in the seat that I'm sitting in right now, Vanita Saukar. Vanita, so great to see you this morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Vanita and I worked together at Channel 5, 5 Eyewitness News, and we anchored the morning show together for a couple of years. How many years has it been now, Vanita?
It's been a while. I have a mic that works.
Yes, you do.
This is always good. My first time on the morning show, and I didn't have a mic that worked. But here I am, ready to go. Good morning.
I have found in broadcasting a microphone is also is always helpful. It puts the broad in casting, because you can talk to a lot of people if you actually have a microphone, as opposed to just talking to me.
Hauser, this is so great to see you. I tell you, this brings back so many good memories. We used to have so much fun on that morning show. The best part of the morning show was the commercial breaks, because I never knew what was going to come out of your mouth on the air or off the air, but you're a very funny guy.
There's a lot of similarities to what's happening here this morning as I'm trying to navigate my way through a three-hour morning show. You know, I used to fill in for Joe Souchere and AM 1500 a number of times, and that was a two-hour show. I've never done 3 hours of radio, so we'll see how this goes. But I'm so excited for you for this new opportunity. I was saddened to see you leave my alma mater, the University of St. Thomas, where you did such a wonderful job. And I will just tell you that the people in the 5 Eyewitness News newsroom, when they heard you were leaving St. Thomas to come here, they were happy for you personally, but all very saddened by the fact that you were not going to be the go-to person at St. Thomas, because they said you always answer your phone, you always get back to people right away, and you were the best at setting up people for interviews.
That is so nice to hear. Boy, did I love it at St. Thomas. I loved promoting it. It was a great spot. And I remember what it was like to be a reporter. So as soon as anyone texts me, I'm right on it. I'm trying to find them a professor. It was a good time.
Well, and you will be missed. I swear I overheard this conversation, so I wasn't even a part of it. So it wasn't like just because we're friends, they were saying it for my benefit. I don't even know how many of them even know that you and I are good friends. Because as I said earlier, when I look around the Channel 5 newsroom these days, there are very few, if any, people still there from when you were there.
I started in 1995 at KSDP. You were one of the nicest guys to welcome me. Reporter Row. And I used to sit next to each other, chit-chat, talk about life. And your babies are now all grown up.
I know. I have pictures of all of them, like on the anchor desk, and, you know, when they were all little tiny kids. And now the oldest one's getting married in June.
Gosh. I mean, Hobie, I tell you.
Where does the time go? But, you know, and Vanita and I think, got along so well because we have a lot of similarities. We're both big, big hockey fans.
Huge.
Vanita has an unusual fascination with Wayne Gretzky. She can tell you more about that.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, she's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. My son lives in Kansas City and has adopted them as his AFC team. Vanita's family is from India originally, right?
Yes.
And I'm from Edina. Yes. So another similarity.
Nice connection.
Yeah, they both end in A, so there's a similarity there. No, but Vanita is a huge sports fan. She loves politics. She's fun. And so it was not a surprise that we got along so well.
You know what, though? When you were talking earlier about the history of this station, you grew up listening to it. I, you know, have been in this town for 26 years. I worked in the Fargo-Moorhead area, too, Red River Valley before that. And the history of the station, to think that I get to be at this microphone every morning and talk to Minnesota in the region and say good morning to Starbuck, Minnesota, and Purim and Duluth and wherever. It's just really cool, Tom.
Yeah, it is a little intimidating in some ways.
Absolutely.
I mean, when I was a kid, as I mentioned, I think last hour, I used to be riveted to this station, hoping they were going to announce that my school had been canceled because of a snow day or cold weather. Rarely ever happened, but I was always ever hopeful. And at night, I think I told you this story. I used to listen when I was a kid. I was probably the only kid listening to Franklin Hobbs at night. And he would play some big band music and there would be some talk. And he's now in the local broadcasting Hall of Fame. But I just have so many great memories of this station. And my parents always listened to WCCO radio, and they were always watching Channel 5 news. So it's odd that I'm doing a lot of work for Channel 5 and a little work for WCCO now.
Well, and I feel really grateful. I had 18 years at KSDP, the history there, and now to be starting here at this historic radio station. Tell me if these names mean something to you. I know they will. Eric Escala, Steve Murphy, Bruce Hogovic, and of course, Dave Lee. All of these guys reached out to me, all of them. Denny Long, the headphones that I'm wearing right now, he gave them to me. Just great guys, ready to welcome me, wish me well. That means a lot. There's so much history here, and it's so appreciated.
Well, Vanita, welcome. I can't wait to hear you next month.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.